are going to celebrate the year in movies as the Academy Awards, the Oscars, are going to be televised on Sunday night. Best Picture announced, all of the acting awards, directing, animated movies, and everything else. We are joined now by Jason Barker from the Lumina Theater in Southern Village for a new segment that we're going to be launching here on The Hill. It's going to be a monthly segment talking about movies presented by Southern Village. Jason manages the Lumina and loves all things movies. So I'm excited about this. Jason, good to have you with us here in the studio. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, Aaron.
Awesome. So Oscars coming up on Sunday night. You've had a chance, I'm sure, to see a lot of, if not all of the key movies that are being nominated. How many of the Best Picture nominees? There's eight of them. How many of you have them have you actually seen this year? I'm up to five.
I have actually managed to see every last one of them as of last night.
That's pretty good. I keep trying to make it through all of them. And like every year comes by and I'm like, I got six of the nine. I got seven of the 10. I got eight of the nine. And I can never quite get there. So let's talk Oscars. You're looking back at this past year in movies. What are you expecting to see at the Oscars on Sunday night?
Well, this Sunday is going to be interesting just because the entire ceremony has been kind of divisive this year with them having no host, which is the first time since 1989 that's happened, and 1989 was a disaster. so it should be interesting to see how everything plays out. Fortunately, they're going to be televising all the awards,
right?
Which for a period of time was not the case, which caused quite an uproar.
Yeah, they made a lot of decisions and then backtracked on those decisions, like on several different occasions.
Well, they made a lot of very bad decisions.
Weird decisions,
yes.
Right? Yeah.
So I'm curious to see what's going to happen. I think it'll be. They got some really good contenders this year throughout all the categories, as is not unusual, but some very unusual ones. The first Netflix original movie is being nominated.
Right.
And besides that, it's a favorite for a number of categories. I did manage to see Roma last night, and it's excellent. It reminds me of everything I've ever watched or was required to watch in film school, in that it's technically very well done, it's beautiful, and it's something I never really want to see again after I saw it.
See, Roma was my favorite movie of 2018, did not get nominated for anything, and it was a huge surprise, which is Won't You Be My Neighbor, which is the Mr. Rogers documentary, which was supposed to win the Oscar for Best Documentary. Like, that was the favorite, and then it didn't even get nominated at all.
Yeah,
that's my number one. My number two is Roma. I thought it was great. I thought the scene in the where they're shopping for the crib and the demonstration is going on. I don't want to give away any spoilers for the 98% of Americans who haven't seen this movie yet, but which might be a little bit optimistic, but it's such a fantastic scene, and it's so well directed, and like all of these different kind of narrative arcs from the movie kind of all come together and culminate in this one moment all at the same time. And it's just, I thought it was just brilliant.
No, I thought the movie was beautiful. I thought the performances were great, and visually it's just stunning throughout. Mm-hmm. And it's very engrossing. I particularly enjoyed, but I thought the scene in the delivery room was phenomenal.
Yes, yeah.
It was hard to watch and difficult to look away from all at the same time. It was just very well performed. And so if we're looking at Best Picture, I mean, that's the favorite. And I can totally see why. And if it weren't for the fact that it's a Netflix original movie, which sets a very interesting precedent for a lot of the film industry, I'd say it was a sure thing. I mean, it's the kind of thing that the Academy tends to love. I love all the movies. I would love personally to see Black Klansman win anything, because I thought, first of all, I think it's Spike Lee's best movie he's ever made.
Okay.
So I'm really hoping he gets directing for it. I know he's probably not.
Yeah.
But I was very impressed with that movie.
I'm rooting for him to get best screenplay, because I thought it was, like, I'm Roma all the way in terms of, like, the big awards. I love Cuarón as a director, and
absolutely,
I want to see him win everything. But Spike Lee is also up for best adapted screenplay, and he's never won an Oscar, right? Like, he's been nominated once or twice, but he's been snubbed more than he's been nominated, and I still don't think he's won anything.
That's true.
Yeah.
Adapted screenplay, I think, is probably his best bet.
Yeah.
Although, and again, this is a Netflix original, The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. I absolutely love.
Yeah.
It's not Oscar bait at all.
Right.
But if you haven't seen it, it's very worthwhile.
That to me was hit or miss, just because it was an anthology.
Right.
So some of the scene or some of the chapters I liked a lot more than others, but the ones that I liked, I loved. I thought they were great. Yeah,
absolutely. It definitely is hit or miss, but it's got such a huge array of stories, and they're all incredibly depressing, but funny.
Yeah.
Definitely worthwhile. The actor category is interesting this year.
Mm-hmm.
The one that's going to win is probably Christian Bale.
Okay. I've heard of Rami Malek all the
Rami
way.
Rami Malek is great.
Mm.
And Bohemian Rhapsody is a charming, cute movie.
Yeah.
And he does a great job in it. But it's hardly, to me, a comprehensive biopic, especially for that, for Queen.
Right,
for that
right.
Material. I thought he was great, but for Christian Bale to transform like he did into Dick Cheney of all people,
that
convincingly, I think, is one of the things that the Academy tends to really push for whenever.
And there's kind of a lifetime achievement award aspect of the acting awards as well, right? Like,
certainly.
That's going to go into the best actress category with Glenn Close having been nominated a whole bunch of times. Maybe Olivia Colman had a better performance this year, but I think Glenn Close is a sentimental favorite. And Christian Bale has not only transformed himself in this movie in Vice, but he's done it so many times in the past as well, and he hasn't been recognized for it yet.
It's very true.
Yeah.
He's put his body through the ringer, definitely.
Yeah.
Although, honestly, I'd love to see Viggo Mortensen win. I thought he was phenomenal, and for me, he's due.
Mm-hmm.
He's done some amazing work. Captain Fantastic is very underrated, and he's phenomenal in it. He was very good in Green Book. It would be nice to see him get some credit, but he's up against such stiff competition. I have not seen it Eternity's Gate yet, though I love Willem Dafoe.
Yeah.
And Bradley Cooper was great, and I want to see A Star Is Born do great things because it was an amazing movie.
Right.
But the competition is just so stiff as it is every year.
Yeah.
But speaking of Glenn Close, I did finally get to see The Wife last night.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that whole
race, you had a long night.
I did have a long night. I saw Roma, The Wife, and Can You Ever Forgive Me?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was.
That's a good run of movies
It was a great round of movies. It was a lot of good stuff. And for me, Best Actress is a tight race between Glenn Close and Olivia Colman for
me.
Olivia Colman is so phenomenal in The Favourite, which is really a fascinating movie on so many levels.
Yeah.
And all the performances are so phenomenal. She is amazing. There's one scene in particular that put me in tears laughing at how ridiculous and just phenomenal it is.
Right.
And for a movie to be that twisted, historically accurate, and slapstick funny is an accomplishment.
Yeah.
But Glenn Close is just the master of subtlety in The Wife, which is a phenomenal story, and she does the entire scene at the dinner scene during the Nobel Awards.
During the awards, yeah.
Where he acknowledges her, and just her reaction alone is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Just these micro expressions she goes through are phenomenal.
Does the Oscars typically reward subtlety?
It depends.
Yeah.
With Glenn Close, again, it's a lifetime achievement type of situation,
right.
I think. And in the past, I think they have. I'm trying to think of some specific performances that would express this. I mean, the closest thing I can think of is Shakespeare in Love.
Okay.
I believe Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah.
She had to play three characters in that movie, and that was a tough chore, yeah.
Yeah. I think subtlety is especially rewarded just because it's easy to be ugly or fat or horrible.
Yeah.
To be
or do a celebrity impression, which often wins as well. Yeah.
And to do something of that nature is certainly rewarded a lot of times, I've noticed.
We're speaking with Jason Barker from the Lumina Theater. Conversation sponsored by Southern Village, and definitely head to the Lumina. We've got a couple of cool events and promotions coming up with the Lumina to talk about as well. What what got nominated that should not have been nominated, and what didn't get nominated that should have been, do you think?
Well, one movie I really loved over this past year, which I felt should have been nominated at the very least for original screenplay, was Eighth Grade by Bo Burnham.
Yeah, it won the Writers Award.
It did.
Yeah, the Writers Guild, yeah.
And for a first-time effort and for as small a movie as it was, it really showed so much talent.
Yeah.
And so I was disappointed that didn't even get a nod throughout.
That, to me, was a harder movie to watch than Roma, because... Eighth Grade is really good at being really awkward, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, it absolutely captures the experience of being in eighth grade, which is an experience that I don't want to go through again, so.
What's funny is I have a daughter that just finished eighth grade.
Yeah.
And there are conversations in that movie I've had verbatim with my daughter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Word for word.
It's brilliant.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's incredibly authentic.
It's very well done.
As far as things... I can't think of anything that was nominated that doesn't deserve to be nominated. Mm-hmm. There's things that I felt were surprising.
Mm-hmm.
I liked Black Panther. I thought it was a good movie. It wasn't my favorite Marvel movie. But it was an excellent movie.
Yeah.
I was surprised it got nominated. I'm glad it got nominated. It sets a good precedent. I'm glad it's the first superhero movie to be nominated because I'm a huge fan of the genre.
What is your favorite Marvel movie?
Currently, it's a toss-up between Thor Ragnarok and Guardians of the Galaxy, I'd say.
Okay. I'm Team Winter Soldier as far as...
Winter Soldier's phenomenal,
if I'm ranking the... Yeah. What are we up to now? 36 Marvel movies, 144?
It's a crazy amount, for sure. But yeah, I loved Winter Soldier, too.
Yeah.
It's an excellent spy thriller. Turned.
Speaking with Jason Barker from the Lumina Theater again, Oscars coming up this Sunday. Tell us about events coming up at the Lumina this month and next.
Sure. We're actually finishing up our Falling Out of February throwback series this next Thursday at 7 p.m. We're showing Death Becomes Her, the Bruce Willis, Meryl Streep, Goldie Hawn
yeah.
comedy. Which is, if you haven't seen it, is phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's super funny. It's super dark. It's tons of fun. You should totally come see it. And then next month, we just finalized our Musical March series. We're going to have a couple of events through the month. On the 9th and 10th, we will be showing the original Hello, Dolly.
Awesome.
We will also be having live music for both showings. On Saturday, it's at 9 a.m. On Sunday, it's at 7 p.m.
Does that coincide with it coming to DPAC at the same time?
We are looking into, for door prizes for a costume contest, we might be giving away some tickets for the DPAC live Hello Dolly. And then on March 23rd and 24th, Saturday at 9 a.m., Sunday at 7 p.m., we'll be showing Moulin Rouge.
Cool.
Also, live music, karaoke, costume contest, the whole nine.
Awesome.
It'll be a good time.
Yeah, awesome. And before we go, I got to mention weekday deals with participating restaurants at Southern Village.
If you bring in a receipt for food that you have eaten or bought through Southern Village, when you come in to buy a ticket, you will get admission for only $5.
Awesome.
So definitely take advantage of that and
Very
come
cool.
see us.
All of that at the Lumina in Southern Village. And again, the Oscars begin at 8 o'clock on Sunday evening, February 24th. If previous Oscar ceremonies are any indication, it'll run until around 2:45 a.m. and then we'll finally find out who wins Best Picture. I went to bed as soon as they announced La La Land as Best Picture, and I didn't find out what happened after that until the next morning when I woke up. Still upset about that. Jason Barker, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me, Aaron. It was great.